T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So Diesel just enlightened me to something I didn't know, and am very glad that I do now. We talked very briefly yesterday about the Tiger King documentary on Netflix.
Fantastic.
Which basically, Netflix said, you know, we think people are going stir crazy. Let's drop the craziest thing that has ever been thinged on Netflix right now and kill our bandwidth availability. And they nailed it. I have not started Tiger King yet, primarily because, not that I'm not interested, oh my friends, I am deeply interested. Because every person that I know has watched or is watching Tiger King and talking about the raw insanity of Joe Exotic and his buds. So I now know who Joe Exotic is. I have went and looked at the career, life, and times of Joe Exotic, preparing myself for Netflix, which put out a press release that says, strap in, weirdos, you're going to be entertained. So I haven't started Tiger King, but it is literally the next thing on my list. I've been watching 30 Rock, and I'm stopping 30 Rock to go watch Tiger King.
That's a smart move.
But the best part about Tiger King and Joe Exotic is that Diesel has informed me that Joe Exotic is an artist, a musician. In many ways. But he is a musician at heart. And on YouTube, if you were to Google Tiger King music video, you will get Joe Exotic singing a country music song called Here, Kitty Kitty, in which he trash talks his competitor. I don't know the relationship yet.
Kind of. He runs a private zoo, park, whatever you want to call it, in Oklahoma. She claims that he's been abusing his animals for years, in that he makes the little baby tiger cubs take photos with a bunch of people, and then he sells them off once they get too old to do that with. But she runs a place called like Big Cat Rescue.
Okay.
And claims to be, you know, this holier than thou advocate. But she's got like 50 tigers on her property too. And so they have been trash talking each other in the media back and forth and in courtrooms back and forth for years. He had a 50-something episode YouTube series based called like The Saga of Carol Baskin, in which he somehow obtained her diary and started reading her diary on the show.
Wow.
Started accusing her of murdering her husband, who was rich, taking all of his money.
I was going to say, so at some point, and again, I'm not trying to spoil it for anybody who else like me is planning on watching it, but I 100% am. So at some point, this woman's husband just turned up missing, like just gone.
Right.
And now Joe Exotic effectively accuses her of murdering him, dismembering him, and feeding him to her tigers,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
So in this song entitled Here, Kitty, Kitty, the hook of the song is Joe singing as the woman to her Tigers after, by the way, he has a look-alike actress who looks, I mean, does look like her, dancing around a Chrysler Sebring, talking about how she's acquired expensive taste. And the hook to the song, the hook to the song is, "Here, kitty, kitty, mama made this for you." While in the video, the lookalike feeds meat off of a tray to some tigers with a dummy man's head in the middle, meant to symbolize the husband that she, according to Joe Exotic, allegedly murdered, dismembered, and fed to her tigers. This is the most insane thing that I've ever talked about on the radio, and I've been doing this for 13 years through some weird stuff, y'all.
I love noticing little things in documentaries like this. They start speaking to a man who was the missing husband's handyman in a backyard somewhere in Florida. Handyman.
A handyman, got it.
With a fence that's falling down behind him. Like, you would think a handyman would fix his own fence. Like, the little things like that. I just love that
stuff.
All
right, so you've watched it.
I've watched most of it.
Let me ask you a very sincere question. Now, as somebody who's watched most of it, do you believe 1%, 0%, 50%, 80%? What percentage of this has been scripted and created? Or is there enough history of Joe Exotic and his friends that you believe this is legit? And Netflix just finally stumbled into a gold mine.
Well, there was actually a documentary being made about it. All the footage of which was being kept in a building on Joe's property that somehow burned down mysteriously.
Shockingly.
Took all of the footage. I would say probably 40% of this is scripted for Netflix. 60% is real. Because you can go back and you can find YouTube archives of these two groups going after each other. So I think at least 60% of it is real. The other 40% is played up for Netflix.
I play guitar. And I want you to know that my goal is by the end of this week to be able to play the song "Here, Kitty, Kitty" on the guitar and perform it live. At my next gig, wherever it may be.
There's like four people in the crowd who are going to get it.
Uh-huh.
And they're gonna
lose their minds.
Worship you for it.
Lose their minds. And I can't wait. If there are any bars when we go back to normal that are looking to book an acoustic artist, I will play a rendition of "Here, Kitty, Kitty." One song, wonder it. To make that happen. I can't wait. All right, welcome back. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. Final hour of the show goes now. Thank you so much for being a part of it. Me and Diesel are here with you. Wanted to throw this out there for those of you who have talked about the social distancing, whether the social distancing thing works or not. There is a soccer club called Atalanta, which always confuses people when those scores go across the bottom of the screen. They play over in Italy, in a city called Bergamo. You have to say it that way, by the way. Bergamo. Just outside of Milan. Valencia from Spain brought about 2,500 fans to go play in that Champions League match a few weeks ago. It was the biggest soccer game in the history of Atalanta, and a third of the city of Bergamo showed up there. A month later, experts are pointing to the February 19th game as one of the biggest reasons why Bergamo, it's less funny now, has become one of the epicenters of the coronavirus pandemic. 35% of Valencia's team became infected. Media in the area are now calling the match Game Zero. It was held 2 days before the first case of locally transmitted coronavirus was confirmed in Italy. Now, I'm not saying this as a reason to get mad at Atalanta or Valencia or the people of Bergamo. I'm saying this because it is a perfect example of why social distancing matters. A perfect example of why we and everybody else are asking you, please take this seriously. Please take this seriously. According to Mayor Giorgio Gori of Bergamo, he said, quote, we were mid-February, so we didn't have the circumstances of what was happening. If it's true that they're saying that the virus was already circulating in Europe in January, then it's very probable that 40,000 in the stands of Sierra altogether exchanged the virus between them, as is possible with so many fans that night got together in houses, bars to watch the match and did the same. Unfortunately, we couldn't have known. No one knew the virus was already here. It was inevitable, which I say not as a joke, but almost as a dark realization, the end of Endgame. Well, it's actually at the end of Infinity War. Right before Thanos snapped to kill half the population, do you remember what he said, Diesel?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, well, if you haven't seen it now, it's been like 4 years. It's on you. Right before
what
Thanos snapped.
You should have gone for the head?
Nope.
Nope.
He said, I am inevitable.
Oh.
And that's what we have here.
I think he said, I am purple.
He did. Grimace. Less than a week after the game, the first cases were reported in Bergamo. About the same time in Valencia, a journalist who traveled to the match became the second person infected in that region, and it did not take long before people in contact with him also had the virus, as did Valencia fans at the match. Atalanta announced its first positive case the next Tuesday when goalkeeper Marcos Portiello came down sick. Valencia said more than a third of its squad got infected despite the strict measures adopted by the club. The point of that is that reaction does not help. You have to be proactive. You have to stop this thing before it takes off if you want a chance. As of Tuesday, nearly 7,000 people in the province of Bergamo had tested positive, and more than 1,000 people had already died from the virus, making it the most deadly province in all of Italy for the pandemic. The Valencia region now has more than 2,600 people infected. So, look, I'm reading you this because it puts into a sports context exactly what we have been saying for some time now. Social distancing is being suggested not to be annoying, not to aggravate you, not to try to inconvenience anybody, but because when you have that many people all put together, you see what happens. And there's your answer right there. All right, let's go ahead and run to a break. Excuse me. I can do words. I've done it before. Run to a break. When we come back here in just a minute, I'm going to ask you the question. Who handled it better? Cam Newton, the Panthers, or neither? We'll talk about that. The breakup that we're watching happen, where Cam might end up after this, and a whole lot more when we come back. My name is Rob Brown. Diesel's over there as well. You're listening to The Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, there we go. 38 minutes left in the show.
Do you want to just play Joe Exotic music videos?
You don't even know. No, the answer to that's no, because it's not the music that makes the Joe Exotic videos.
They're not bad songs.
Oh, no, they're terrible songs. They are terrible.
They're so bad they're
terrible
good.
Terrible songs. It is more along the lines of the visuals, what you're looking at when you watch these songs. For instance, I spent this last break watching a song by Joe Exotic called I Saw a Tiger. And at one point, Diesel walked around to watch this music video with me. And at one point, it's him, all black, with a belt made out of handcuffs and his spray-painted straw cowboy hat. And the camera pulls back, and he's standing on the roof of a white emergency medical services truck. I don't know if there's a reference to that in the show or not, but it's him on a white EMS truck. And behind him is a forest. Nice little tree line. And the best thing that I've seen today is at the bottom half of this shot, of him standing in on top of the hood of this truck playing his guitar to the song I Saw a Tiger. The bottom of the shot was clearly taken in the middle of the day with the sun shining bright. The top of the shot above the tree line behind the trees was CGI'd, the worst CGI rolling thunderstorm I've ever seen. And it was so bad that around him is the outline where you can see the green screen gave up trying to put him into this thunderstorm. What?
So you asked the question, how much of it do I believe is real and how much of it is Netflix playing it up? You've seen the real, or at least a part of it.
This was dropped on June 11th, 2013. It's him. And again, first off, the truck shot I can't get over, right?
Right.
He made the artistic decision. Yes, I know the bottom half of the screen was clearly shot in noon in a sunny field with the sun shining. But I want to CGI a thunderstorm behind me over the tree line and play music in front of it.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, in that, he has CGI'd blinking red and blue lights from the emergency services truck on which the lights aren't on. Incredible.
Yeah. Again, you asked me how much I thought was real and how much was Netflix. If what actually happened was this crazy, how can you play it up for Netflix? I mean, you can maybe shorten timelines and make it seem like all this is happening like one after the other. But you got to edit for time. So if the truth is this strange, how can you make the fiction even stranger?
Listen, I promise you that I did not intend to spend this much time on the Tiger King today. Oh, in the last shot, and I'm not listening to it because obviously I'm on the air, so I can't focus. In the last shot, it just cuts to a clock being rained on. But then it just cuts right back away, and it doesn't reference that again.
Yeah, you don't know why.
No. Nope.
You don't know why it's there.
Nope. Nope. Here's the best. Oh, no. That was another best part. And the next part, he's standing by the truck looking out at an actual rainstorm rolling in. So instead of going, why don't we turn the truck around and I'll play guitar in front of an actual rainstorm, they CGI'd a rainstorm, but then went to a real rainstorm to film a shot of him just staring longingly at the rain. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
This is how bad you need sports is you're doing play-by-play of Joe Exotic videos.
This is the greatest thing I've ever seen. Like, legitimately, Mark, are you? Is Mark plugged in? Mark can do the last half hour of my show just so I can go watch Joe Exotic country music videos. Also, that mullet's glorious.
It is.
That is like John Daly wishes he had that mullet.
You don't see the side shave all that often.
No.
In the mullet world.
Well, you got, I mean, look, that's the Michael Jordan of mullets, right? If you're going to rock the mullet, you're going to rock the mullet and you're going to go side shave, you are committed to a lifestyle, not a haircut.
Oh, well,
a lifestyle.
We should also note that the sides are dark. The top is bleached blonde.
Hulk Hogan style.
Do you remember by chance, you're about my age, you're 34, right?
Yep, 35.
Do you remember a website called mullethunt.com?
I do very well.
Mm-hmm.
I do just, very well.
Just people with film cameras, instant film cameras, just kind of snapping photos of dudes in the public with mullets and hoping that they didn't see you and turn around and put a boot in your face.
He just cuts to a sunset for no reason. I can't. All right. So sports, huh? You guys want to talk about some sports? All right. Let's talk. All right. Text line, ESPN, I guarantee you 90% of Tiger King is real. It was filmed over 5 years, and I do theater for a living. I don't know any playwright that could come up with this.
What makes it so much more awesome is that they'll bring in a lawyer. A lawyer, you know, you would think a lawyer's not going to lie. A lawyer's not going to make things up. A lawyer's supposed to tell you what actually happened.
Oh my
but even that guy is a little weird and out there. Like, do you think she did it? He goes, mm-mm. I won't go there. I won't give you an answer to that question.
What? I can't breathe. It's so good. What is happening? All right. Oh, man. Oh, I'm going to cut my mic off multiple times so I don't hack up a lung laughing on air. Oh, holy crap. All right. We're good. When's basketball coming back? He said, desperately trying to change the subject away from Joe Exotic's music career. I hope it takes off. I really do. I want Joe Exotic to go on tour.
I think
I would
he's
buy
in jail
a ticket
right now.
Tomorrow. I haven't watched.
I think.
Spoiler alert, Diesel.
That's been in the news. That happened like 2 years ago.
I need you to know, I don't really follow the backyard tiger industry news all that closely.
No, it was.
I'm not heading up the paper like, man, Section C is where they report all the stories about crazy people who have tigers in their backyard.
This stuff happened almost literally in your backyard.
No, I know. I learned last night that apparently when the Tiger King got arrested, it happened in Gulf Breeze, Florida, which is the bridge next to where I came from in Pensacola. It's the bridge over.
Yeah.
Okay. 2 minutes from where I was lit. That means that at some point, Joe Exotic was minutes from my house, just hanging out.
Carol's farm is in Tampa. Like, farm... What is it, zoo? Whatever
tiger,
you want to call it.
The Tiger Backyard Emporium. No, I don't, I'm really sorry. I've been left out of the loop on all tigers in the backyard related information.
12802 Easy Street, Tampa.
I can't. Listen, so there's been a lot of documentaries that have come out on Netflix, right? Like, I told you yesterday about Abducted in Plain Sight, which it has to be next. Abducted in Plain Sight was the craziest thing I've ever seen. The one where the guy kidnaps a daughter and then he comes back and he re-earns the family trust and then he kidnaps her again and he gets the dad to do weird sexual stuff with him in the front seat of his car. Just out of left field weird. And when I watched that, I walked in the next day, but that is crazy, and it's sad, right? Because you got this little girl whose life was impacted, and her whole family's life was impacted, and it was sad. This is the craziest thing I've ever heard of. And it's hilarious because it's all it's so out of left field. I can't, like, if you came up to me and said, Rob, writing prompt, two people that keep tigers in their backyard are in a feud. Write a story. I couldn't come up with the Tiger King. I'd come up with a story about, like, they were both training their tigers for a tiger army war, to go to tiger war with each other to decide who was going to be the last tiger army standing and be in control of all backyard tigers for the rest of the world. Nope, couldn't come up with Joe Exotic and his country music career. This is absolutely bat guano insane.
This guy and this ring of some of the characters that are on the show, they were big enough. They were on, like, The Tonight Show. They went on Letterman. They went on all of them. And they would show off their animals on late night national TV. We're not talking about rednecks in a backyard. I mean, we are talking about rednecks in a backyard, but we're talking about getting on mainstream TV exposure.
Text me 71307. I want your Tiger King thoughts. I want, email me, Rob Brown at ESPN Upstate. Tweet me at the Rob Brown Show. Call me and come on the air with your Tiger King thoughts, because I want you to know none of this would have happened. I had plenty of sound. I had all these Tom Brady quotes and Jalen Rose and Thomas Bach. I was going to get Dick Pound on here. But no.
Tiger King taking over.
Instead, Joe Exotic's country music career in the Tiger King. Oh, man. I got to take a break. All right, I will do a sports segment when we come back. Unless something in it reminds me of the Tiger King. I don't know. All right, Tiger King when we come back. Twitter trending topics when we end the show. There's going to be a Tiger King reference on there. Play the music. I got to get out. I'm out of words. I don't know what else to say. I want to go watch Joe Exotic music videos again. He's Diesel. I'm Rob. The Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. The Tiger King, y'all.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I know. Start talking.
Yeah, I haven't even learned about Doc Antle yet, who lives in Myrtle Beach, who calls himself a doctor in the mystical arts, who has six girlfriends that live with him on his property. He can't call them wives, because polygamy is illegal. But he's got six wives in Myrtle Beach. And he's got elephants. He rides his elephants down to the river. They climb into the river, bathe themselves. And then the elephant just walks them back to the house.
Corey wants to talk about Joe Exotic, and I'm not going to stop him. Corey, welcome in.
Hey, I'm saying we have a problem right now with people staying home during the quarantine. Very simple solution. We let Joe Exotic run for president again. We elect him. And then he releases his tigers in the street, forcing everyone to stay at home. And for those who choose to ignore it, we know the consequences. Exotic 2020.
I mean, I don't think politics could get any stupider than they are.
There's one part of the documentary where he rides out to the highway on his four-wheeler, staring at a tornado that's probably not more than about 500 yards away, basically going, oh, bleep, oh, bleep, oh, bleep. What's going to happen if this tornado comes across my park and lets his tigers loose?
I expected him, because I actually saw that clip earlier. I half expected him to come on the screen and go, now, if you see a tornado coming, what you want to do is walk right up to it and give it a Judy chop. That's what I thought was coming.
I love that guy.
That's what I thought was coming. Okay. So the NBA might or might not come. Does it feel flat to just talk yeah. about that now?
Yeah. We're having so much fun talking about Joe Exotic.
Like here, so Adam Silver is out making comments about the NBA coming back. We learned about the Chinese Basketball Association, where there are a lot of Americans playing, pushing back everything back. We've got actual information about the potential for the NBA to return after Adam Silver's de facto State of the Union for the NBA earlier this week. We got Brian Windhorst on ESPN making comments about the potential for it to be June, July before it comes back. Going so far as to say that when it does, we might be seeing a commune-style NBA. All the NBA players living on like a college campus somewhere in a closed environment playing games on a small court, televised. And going about it that direction. And talking about the potential for there to be like an all-star style game, right? Coronavirus-free NBA all-stars being flown to a college campus, kept in close quarters and playing a game for charity. That's where we are. But with all of that information, it feels like talking about that is flat right now. It feels like having that conversation is depressing. Here's the thing, because I've already gotten a tweet and an email from people that are like, hey, man, that's enough Tiger King for now. And I, for the record, agree with you entirely. That is enough Tiger King, as insane as it is. Do you know why we're laughing at Tiger King right now?
Because we need it.
Yeah. Because the insanity is hilarious. And right now, there's not a lot that's hilarious going on. Have you noticed that Netflix is putting out both insane documentaries and a hell of a lot of stand-up comedy lately? Do you know why that is? It's because the world is depressing right now. You've got coronavirus. You've got politicians on every possible side of the aisle screwing us over. You got commissioners of leagues and associations basically telling us, yeah, we don't know when we're coming back, and it's probably going to be a little while. Throwing insane ideas out just to keep us occupied for the time being. The best we can do is speculate about when we're going to get sports back. I promise you, I am doing the best that I can to come in here and have a fun, uplifting, energetic, positive show. You can ask Diesel. You can ask Chris Evans, Captain America down the hall. I'm a fun dude. I love to laugh and joke and screw around and have a good time. I promise you. But it's not easy right now when sports is the main topic. It's just not. I could start tomorrow and we could go top to bottom NFL draft from now until the day we get there. And we could do breakdowns about which players fit where and why. No problem. I could even come in here and be as lazy as you want and say, what's your favorite sports movie? Yuck. Who's your favorite college basketball player? That's what ESPN's doing right now, and I'm not saying that to knock them. I get it. They have 24 hours to fill. I have three. But the point is, I could come in here and do lazy if you want. Like it or not, and trust me, I don't, and neither do you. Neither does Diesel, nor Mark, nor Zoe, or anybody else. None of us like it. But the reality is, sports right now is a depressing proposition for conversation. It sucks. Do you want to have another talk about how bad it must be to be a senior in college right now who just lost your final year of sports? You want to talk about how NBA teams are being bullied into paying their workers by players? You want to talk about that more? We can do it. Do you want to talk about how right now the NFL has, as of 5 o'clock this afternoon, shut down everything? By the way, we can sit here and talk tomorrow about whether or not we're going to have the draft in April, but you know what? We're leaning towards no. Because how do you have the draft if NFL offices can't be in the same place as each other? That is just something that they are hanging on to try to give us a false sense of optimism. You guys, at least we'll have the draft. News for you, no, we won't. No, we won't. Because no front offices are going to want to hold a draft day where they've got to make live choices of players on the clock when they can't be in the same room to talk about it. Unless you're going to say, all right, instead of 2 minutes on the clock in the first round, we're going to give you 20 minutes to make a decision. Well, I got news for you. I'm not watching a first round that's going to take 6 hours. Sports is depressing right now. So, I'm sorry that you're mad that we talked Tiger King for a handful of minutes. But Tiger King has caused me and Diesel to cut up more in the last 20 minutes than I have in the past 2.5 weeks, if we're being honest. I get it. It sucks. We can talk Tua Tagovailoa putting up videos of his passing and footwork. And we have, and we will again. And we'll talk about the softball team. Players are coming out right now saying, I don't care if it's 2021, I'm playing. That's exciting. But what's the real Olympic story this week? We are now a year and 4 months away from something that was the last glimmering bit of hope we had for 2020. It sucks. I agree with you. No, I don't want to talk Tiger King for 20 minutes. But dude, it felt good to laugh there for a second, didn't it? Did to me. Diesel's going to break his mic saying yes here in a second. It felt good. So screw it. That's what we're going to do. You know what else makes me laugh? Or it used to? Twitter trending topics. Let's see how much that can ruin this good mood when we come back. What do you say? Diesel's in charge for the last segment when we return on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
And now, the Rob Brown Show presents Twitter Trending Topics.
Here's what's trending right now. Rob tells us what he knows about.
I'm so terrified at this exact moment of my life.
Topic number one is Andre Johnson.
Andre Johnson is a name I haven't heard in a hot minute. Why is Andre Johnson trending right now? He's all over Twitter, for sure. Is he, like, making a late retirement comeback? So Stephon Diggs tweeted out, top five wideouts to ever play the game, go. And Andre Johnson's getting a lot of play in that. Correct answers include Randy Moss, Jerry Rice. Let's go Marvin Harrison. Let's go Terrell Owens. And let's go Andre Johnson might be my fifth. He might sneak in there.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to have to think about that tonight. We're going to have a top five tomorrow.
All right, next trending with NHL is Delaware North.
Delaware North. See, the sports trending things now are either really interesting or terrifying, right? Like, one of those two things has happened. Let's see. Delaware North appears that, here's a statement from Delaware North that they just thrown out there. Temporary business stabilization measures relating to the Boston Bruins and TD Garden. So apparently Delaware North, I guess, is the company that either owns or operates on behalf of the Bruins. Effective April 1st, 2020, 68 of our full-time salaried associates will be placed on temporary leave, receiving 1 week of paid leave and 8 weeks of full benefits. Additionally, as of April 1st, 82 full-time salary appointees will receive an indefinite salary reduction. So basically, you're at the point now where the big companies in sports are starting to decide that they are going to basically pull pay and benefits from salaried employees, from people who aren't, worth $1 billion. And they are starting to get some pushback from that. We've already saw it with the 76ers, who said that they were going to reduce pay initially, suspend it eventually for stadium employees. And then Joel Embiid, who is quickly becoming one of my favorite players in the league and the association, came out and said that he was going to contribute like $500,000 to keep those people paid through the rest of this. And immediately the 76ers are like, oh, yep, our bad. We're going to do that too. It did not go well for them.
Yeah, when you got millionaires footing the bill for billionaires, it's a bad look for the billionaires.
Not a great look.
Okay, next topic. Are you sure you want to tackle this one?
No, I am 100% sure that I don't want to tackle this one.
Do we have to?
I don't know. It's your call. It's your show. It's the Diesel Show on ESPN
okay.
Upstate.
It's trending. Hashtag horny hobbies.
Y'all need Jesus. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not even going to repeat it. If you didn't hear Diesel say it, that's on you. All I'm saying, y'all need to get back to church is all I'm saying. I just scrolled through that hashtag. First off, I'm glad I did it on my personal computer and not my work computer, because then Mr. Tony and Mr. Robert will be coming down the hall with pitchforks and torches trying to figure out why corporate is sending a lawyer down here. Y'all need to take a break. Go outside, throw some cold water in your faces. That's all I'm saying.
Last one for you is hashtag BVS 4 years.
Oh, that's Batman versus Superman's 4 year anniversary today. The beginning of disappointment for the DC universe in the movies.
They hinged the entire franchise on Batman and Superman's mom sharing a name.
Martha! Oh, well, that makes sense.
Why did you say that name?
These two people who are having a fight to the death, one of whom has clearly spent millions of dollars preparing for this fight against what he believes to be an alien existential threat to the world, realizes, oh, we have the same, our moms have the same name, so we should stop fighting now.
We good now?
We good, right? Like, it would have been better if you had the two of them beat the hell out of each other, then Wonder Woman show up after they were both significantly weakened to the fight. Wonder Woman shows up, puts them both in the dirt, and is like, boys, I'm hot. Play nice. And then they go, yeah, we should probably listen to the pretty lady who just smoked us, right? That would have been a more sincere, genuine way than going, Martha! And pretending like that makes sense. DC screwed everything up. The only thing they've gotten right is the Wonder Woman movie. Thank you, Gal Gadot, for carrying a franchise on your back. Go watch Tiger King so we can all laugh tomorrow. Remember, thank a soldier, sailor, airman, marine, firefighter, police officer, EMS, Coast Guardman, first responder, love them, need them, can't do without them. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Stay quarantined, my friends. We'll see you tomorrow. It's the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. Later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.